Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, April 4th, and coming up in today's episode, BJP versus Sonia Gandhi over bulldozing constitution remarks. Piyush Goyal slams Indian startup focus on delivery services. Prime Minister Modi meets Bangladesh Chief Advisor Muhammad Yunus, and IMF warns the world of Trump tariffs. Congress leader Sonia Gandhi is facing criticism from the Bharatiya Janata Party over her remarks on the Waqf Amendment Bill. She called the bill a brazen assault on the Constitution and accused the Bharatiya Janata Party of trying to keep the society in a permanent state of polarization. The Lok Sabha passed the Waqf Amendment Bill late on Thursday after a 12-hour-long marathon debate. This led to strong reactions from both the ruling party and the opposition. Speaking at a Congress parliamentary party meeting in Samvidhan Sadan, Mrs. Gandhi claimed the bill was bulldozed through the lower house. The bill was then passed down to the upper house. She also criticized the One Nation, One Election bill, calling it a subversion of the constitution, and pledged strong opposition from the Congress. Quote, "Whether it is education, civil rights and liberties, our federal structure or the conduct of elections, the Modi government is dragging the country into an abyss where our constitution will remain on paper," unquote, she said. She further accused the government of attempting to turn India into a surveillance state. Mrs. Gandhi also alleged that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had rebranded initiatives from the 2004-2014 Congress government as his own. She urged Congress MPs to counter BJP's claims and highlight failures in BJP-ruled states with solid evidence. Following her comments, BJP MPs led by Nishikant Dubey demanded an apology from Mrs. Gandhi. They argued that her remarks attacked the Indian constitution and accused BJP of dragging down the country. As a result, Lok Sabha proceedings were adjourned on Friday morning amid protests, with BJP members chanting "Sonia Gandhi Maafi Mango" or "Sonia Gandhi Apologize." Opposition members also raised issues about US tariff impositions. The Waqf Bill passed the Rajya Sabha with 128 votes in favour and 95 against it after a heated debate. Opposition parties called it anti-Muslim and unconstitutional, while the government defended it as a historic reform for the minority community. The Congress has announced plans to challenge the Waqf Bill in the Supreme Court. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said the party would soon contest the bill's constitutionality, asserting their commitment to resisting what the party called an attack on India's constitutional principles. While the rest of the world's, especially China's, startups are creating and innovating automation and AI, Indian startups are simply focused on creating the fastest logistic for delivery services so rich people don't have to step outside. Union Minister Piyush Goyal said, slamming Indian startups' heavy focus on delivery companies. "These are entrepreneurship ventures, not innovation," he claimed. The Commerce and Industry Minister urged Indian startups to move beyond areas like grocery delivery and ice cream and cookie making. He called for a shift towards high-tech sectors such as semiconductors, machine learning, robotics and artificial intelligence. Speaking at the Startup Mahakumbh, Mr. Goyal questioned whether India should settle for being known for delivery services. He compared Indian startups with those in China, highlighting the difference in focus. Quote, "Are we going to be happy being delivery boys and girls? This is not startup, this is entrepreneurship," he said. He pointed out that other countries are advancing in areas like robotics, machine learning, 3D manufacturing and next-generation factories. The minister encouraged new startups to prepare India for the future. "Do we have to make ice creams or chips?" unquote, he said. Stressing the need for innovation and growth in cutting-edge industries, he also highlighted that most of these startups focused heavily on fancy ice creams and cookies were slapped with brand names like vegan and organic and were being run by already rich people, or at least people with very rich parents like millionaires and billionaires. Mr. Goyal also highlighted the important role of startups in India's economic and technological progress. He assured entrepreneurs that the government will support those facing challenges, urging them to keep trying and not to give up. He asked for more domestic investment in startups. "A strong base of Indian capital is essential to reduce reliance on foreign funding and ensure long-term economic stability," The minister urged more Indian investors to participate in the startup ecosystem to strengthen the country's capital base and promote self-reliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the BIMSTEC summit in Thailand, proposing several initiatives to strengthen regional cooperation. BIMSTEC stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sector Technical and Economic Cooperation. He suggested setting up a BIMSTEC Chamber of Commerce, organizing annual business summits, and exploring the promotion of trade in local currencies within the region. At the beginning of his speech, Prime Minister Modi offered condolences for the lives lost and the damage caused by the devastating earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand on March 28. He also proposed establishing a BIMSTEC Center of Excellence for Disaster Management in India to enhance collaboration on disaster preparedness, relief and rehabilitation. The BIMSTEC Summit hosted by Thailand was attended by leaders from India, Bangladesh, Nepal, Myanmar, Sri Lanka and Bhutan. The summit adopted the Bangkok Vision 2030, outlining a shared commitment for prosperity, security, inclusivity in the Bay of Bengal region. PM Modi emphasized the need to expand BIMSTEC's scope and capabilities. He welcomed the institutionalization of Home Minister's mechanism and offered to host its first meeting in India. The Prime Minister said, and I quote, "This forum can play a vital role in the fight against cybercrime, cybersecurity threats, terrorism, drug and human trafficking. In this regard, I propose to host its first meeting this year in India," unquote. On the sidelines of the summit, meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi met Muhammad Yunus, the chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government. This was the first meeting between the two leaders since the interim government took over following the ouster of the Sheikh Hasina government in August last year. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present. The meeting is significant as Bangladesh's growing ties with China have raised concerns for India. Relations between the two countries have strained since Sheikh Hasina's government was overthrown. The former Prime Minister fled to India, and India has raised concerns over reports of attacks on minorities in Bangladesh, while Dhaka insists that Bangladesh's minorities are Bangladesh's issues. Yunus recently made remarks about India's northeastern states that sparked tension. During a visit to China, he was heard in a video saying, quote, "The seven states of India, the eastern, northeastern part of India, are called the Seven Sisters. They are a landlocked region of India. They have no way to reach out to the ocean," unquote. He added that Bangladesh is the guardian of this ocean and for the region, and suggested that this could somehow benefit China's economy. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma criticized Yunus's comments, calling them offensive. He stressed the need for a stronger rail and roads link between Northeast and the rest of India. Quote, "The statement made by Muhammad Yunus referring to the Seven Sisters states as landlocked and positioning Bangladesh as their guardian of ocean is offensive and strongly condemnable," unquote, Mr. Sharma said. He highlighted the strategic importance of the Chicken's Neck corridor in West Bengal, which connects the Northeast India to the mainland. "It is imperative to develop robust transportation networks around and beneath this corridor," Mr. Sharma had said. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi wrote to Yunus on March 26, wishing Bangladesh on its Independence Day. In his letter, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the shared history of Bangladesh Liberation War and stressed the importance of mutual sensitivity. Breaking from breaking news, the Extremely Large Telescope, or ELT, under construction in Chile could search for alien life beyond Earth in just hours, according to a study by University of Washington and NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. The study suggests that ELT can detect biosignatures, chemical markers of life, on planets in our solar system and around Proxima Centauri, which is the closest star to the Sun, within hours. Quote, "For the most accessible nearby target, Proxima Centauri b, our results suggest that we may be able to rule out a sub-Neptune atmosphere in as little as a single hour of observing," the study says. The ELT can study both transitioning and non-transitioning planets, which means for transitioning planets, it will analyze starlight passing through their atmosphere to gather spectral data. For non-transitioning planets, it will examine reflected light from their surfaces to learn about their composition. This will offer the first opportunities to study atmospheres of non-transitioning exoplanets and search for signs of habituality, the research concluded. International Monetary Fund or IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said on Thursday that new US tariffs pose a significant risk to the global outlook and urged the United States to work with its trading partners to ease tensions. This was her first statement following President Donald Trump's latest round of global tariffs, which have intensified a trade war feared to push the world into recession and increased inflation. Quote, "The tariffs clearly represent a significant risk in the global outlook at a time of sluggish growth," Georgieva said in a statement. She added, "It is important to avoid steps that could further harm the world economy." The IMF chief called on the United States and its trading partners to work constructively to resolve trade tensions and reduce uncertainty. This comes as the IMF prepares to release its updated global growth forecast later this month, ahead of the spring meetings in Washington. In January, the IMF projected global growth at 3.3% for 2019, below the 3.7% average growth rate of the first two decades of 21st century. The IMF upcoming outlook will likely focus heavily on the impact of US aggressive tariff measures. The global economy is already facing challenges from slowing growth in major markets, trade disruptions, and geopolitical tensions. Speaking of geopolitical tensions, Japan has also been affected. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba called the US tariffs on Japanese goods a national crisis as he prepared for a cross-party talks to address the situation. Trump's administration announced 24% tariff on Japanese imports, adding to the 25% on auto imports that came into effect last week. Quote, "These levies can be called a national crisis, and the government is doing its best with all parties to lessen the impact," unquote, Ishiba said in Parliament. He urged a calm-headed approach to negotiations with the US. Ishiba instructed his ministers to closely examine the tariffs and consider all necessary measures, including financial support for domestic industries and protecting jobs. Canada, Mexico, and many others in the North American and South American region have already announced that they will not take the tariff setting back and would rather retaliate. It was reported that EU or European Union is also considering a fight back to Trump's tariffs, though they have not announced exactly how yet. India ranks 36th out of 170 countries on the global index measuring readiness for frontier technologies, according to the UN's 2025 Technology and Innovation Report. This is an improvement from its 48th position in 2022. The Readiness for Frontier Technologies Index, published by UNCTAD, evaluates countries based on ICT deployment, skills, research and development activity, industrial capacity, and access to finance. The report highlights that Brazil, China, India, and the Philippines are developing countries excelling in technology readiness. Developing nations must prepare for a world increasingly shaped by AI and other emerging technologies. The report also notes that the US leads in private AI investment with $67 billion in 2023, while China and India are also notable players with $7.8 billion and $1.4 billion, respectively. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV with Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.